Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're going to kick this day off with, we're going to start out with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. How are you today, sir?
All right, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I was in an altercation yesterday, Dave.
Like a real one?
Well, real world results, let's put it that way.
Okay, good. Hit me, man. Tell me about it.
Well, I was on the phone, and at the same time I was playing with my 5-year-old granddaughter, and she nailed me right dead. I mean, not even closing the eye, in the eye with a frisbee.
Hmm. Good Lord, man.
Did it deep,
in the eyeball meat?
It's supposed
to be the worst kind to heal.
Yeah. Well, so far it's not discolored or anything. I mean, yesterday it started changing colors and it was swollen and it was sort of achy and all this other stuff. But now it's sort of settling down and everything. But
wow,
that was an interesting day. I discovered something quite by accident. So I went to C&H Precision Friday.
Okay.
I took two optics ready blasters with me, a Glock 34 and a SIG P320 full size gun. But, you know, they're the same form factor as far as length of barrel and everything. And I took them to the range to shoot. And now both of those did just fine, right, as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, but how are you comparing these blasters, dude?
Well, all I did Friday, I shot probably 6 magazines out of each. I just wanted to test fire them.
Right, I get it.
Before I start trying to zero the optics and all this other stuff and start really putting some criteria to it.
Right, okay, cool.
But along the way while I was doing it, now I remember when they first came out, you probably heard of them, the Canik pistols.
Yes.
Everybody was talking about how they are the new hotness and they're very inexpensive, this, that, and the other. And I had the highest degree of trim. You can get one of these things with a TP Elite 9 Combat. No, Elite Combat.
Okay.
I mean, it's the Salient Arms International collaboration between them and the other one. And the trigger itself was fine. The sights were good. The SAI barrel seemed to really hold. I mean, it was a very accurate gun, shooting it with iron sights and everything else.
Right.
I couldn't get rid of it fast enough today.
What happened? If this thing is supposed to be the cat's meow, why'd you move it out?
Well, here's the thing. When I'm shooting it, I'm also shooting it along the way with the Glock 34 and this SIG P320 that have optics on it, too. And they're all 9mm. And with 115 grain ammo in that Canik, that thing was, I mean, I'm not a little fella. And I mitigate recoil pretty well.
Okay.
I mean, I think the first time you see me shoot, you may be sort of like, oh, okay, not the slouch I might have thought he might have been. Hopefully, anyway. But this thing, I could not control and maintain the pop, so it was taking me more to bring it back on target than it did the other two guns.
And that was because of...
I have no idea. First of all, it has a very...
Weight.
It has a really short grip with a magwell on it.
Right.
So it's really pressing. If you're putting all three fingers besides your trigger finger on the grip,
yeah, it's like really a 19 size, a G19.
It's a little bit shorter than that. I mean, it's really pressing your hand. And I don't know. It has a threaded barrel on it, and I don't know if that threaded barrel, because of the length or something, it was throwing something off, or it's the grip, or maybe it was the weight, because it's a pretty heavy little gun, too, for what it is.
You know what's really cool about living in the United States and just capitalism itself?
Yeah.
Is you have so many choices, man.
Yep.
That's the cool thing about it.
Yep.
That's one thing that people fail, and this is just an observation, man, an S-day of observation. But what kills me is, time and again, I see this all the time, is people fail to take in their own physiology into consideration, you know? The size of their hands, the length of their fingers, the width of their palms, the construct of your hands, arms, and the rest of your body, all weigh heavy on how you learn to function. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'll give you an example. I want to buy my wife a gun. I want to get her a Smith & Wesson Ultra Unobtainium Metal Super Light.
Yeah.
And stuff it with 357 Magnums.
Oh, goodness.
You know? And I took care of her. Yeah, well, you took care of her pretty good. Yeah, I put a bomb in her hand. Super difficult. I did that one time just out of sheer wanted to know what it would be like. And I shot, the five requisite full house 357s as rapidly as I could. And it was a job to keep the gun on target. Now, this was like on an Ipsic Silhouette at 3 yards.
Right.
But it was an absolute handful for me. So all of these things come into the play of the problem. And
right.
People just buy guns that are, like, cool, that they haven't really evaluated in respect to how well they fit their hands, evaluated what are the controls, where are they located, how do they function, and how do I operate them. And it's not just operating with two hands on the gun. It's going to be different when you operate it right hand only, as well as different when you operate it left hand only. You're going to have to learn these things and map them out. But that what you're saying there about the Canic doesn't surprise me at all. And I'm not just saying it's because it's a mechanic or the Canic pistol. It could be any pistol.
Right.
If it doesn't feel good, it's probably not good for you. The grip is just like anything else.
I came to a couple of conclusions during that day of shooting, and I want to share them with you in the next segment.
Cool.
Because I think I understand a few things now that I've been sort of wondering myself what it is about certain things, and so I want to see if this would be your opinion as well. Super Dave, of course, you can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. This is where you can set up and get ready to maybe look at doing a class with him. If you like to follow him on Instagram, it's sdave_Harrington. There you might see a guitar riff, or you might see him shooting, or you might see him on Trigger Time TV, where he's basically the host. And you can follow him on Facebook and YouTube at Super Dave Harrington. And there you might get a little impromptu seminar. Never can tell. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frank's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. Just came off of the range myself this past weekend. So here's what I discovered, Dave, and you tell me what you think about this. So two of the guns that I was shooting that day, because I had three guns to compare, two of the guns I was shooting that particular day were long slides. You know, full-size pistol, right. Like a full-size 1911 length pistol. And right. I could shoot both of them equally well. I do have to adjust my grip a little bit on the Glock to make up for that pushing it over like I do if I go really high into the beaver tail.
Right. Understood. Yep.
So I make those, you know, and I'm hitting center mass on everything. I was very, very pleased with all of that. Then I get this other gun, and it's a little too poppy. It's a little too snappy.
Right.
And now, with the longer guns, what my thought process began to be, you know, with a heavier slide, but even with a Glock 34, which has a cutout, it's still a little bit heavier. But with a heavier slide, of course, you've got that whole mass inertia thing happening. And that can mean that they got the math right with the grip angle and the lower and all the other stuff and the balance and all these other things. And they figure out how to make something that you can work with, which obviously the Canik gun did not have. But then I got to thinking about it, and you know, I shoot the Glock 45 like you do. I think the Glock 45 is the best gun they've ever made.
Right.
And I think in the Glock 45, what I have discovered is that the longer grip offsets that shorter slide for me. And still, that weight of the slide and the whole mass inertia thing that's working is, with the longer slided guns, it's actually more than I need to maintain control of the gun. With the Glock 45, or even with the Glock 26 with the shorter grip, they seem to have gotten that math right. I wonder if that's by accident or by design.
It's by design, I'm sure.
But, I mean, whatever it is, they figured out how to make a gun that is easily controllable and easy to mitigate the whole recoil thing, which is very important when you're in a gunfight to, you know, not let the recoil get away from you. Is that why you like the Glock 45? I mean, is that the way you think of it? Because I think...
Yeah, absolutely. But something else, kind of on the high end of the scale, on the high end of the visual scale... Like during rapid firing with the longer slides, what I find is, do you understand the term steering the gun?
Yes.
I find myself at times having to steer the gun simply because of my head position or the lighting conditions don't allow me to see the sights how I need to see them.
Right.
So I kind of shift into a little geometric aiming. You understand what I mean?
I don't know what you mean by geometric aiming. I must confess.
I'm looking over and through the sights.
Okay.
And based on the working relationship of the front and rear and the target, I'll fire. But I don't necessarily have a legit sight picture either, is what I'm trying to describe. This is during rapid firing, man. This is when, you know, your baseline decision of size and distance to the target is going to allow you to, you know, fire in this manner.
Right.
I'm just describing what happens to me when I use the longer guns, you know, the 34s, I find myself steering the gun quite a bit during rapid firing. Sometimes it works for me, sometimes it doesn't. But I don't have that issue with the 45 at all. And it's strictly due to the G19 slide length.
Right.
I don't have that additional length to be visually concerned with. You see what I mean?
I do. That's what you just described, though, is the way I sight up with a optic.
Right.
That's the way I sight up with an optic, because I'm trying to peer a little bit over the optic, but I'm trying to put the dot or the reticle on whatever it is I'm intending to hit.
Can I help you out, bro?
Sure.
Can I describe, and hopefully I can describe exactly how you need to see this, okay?
Well, you got 3 minutes to describe it. Go.
No sweat. If you're using, are you transitioning from irons to a dot? Where are you at?
Well, I have some guns that have dots, and I have some guns that have.
Okay, so you
irons.
Go back and forth.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes,
well, just remember. Then it's real easy, dude.
Right.
Remember this. when you're working with a dot gun, don't look at the dot like it's a front sight. It's not.
Right. That's the trick. That is the trick.
There's two separate visual actions. There's a visual action for how you need to see iron sights and hit with them well. And there's a visual action that you need to know and understand and apply when you're driving a dot gun. And they're not the same. They're almost diametrically opposed. But it's easy to go back and forth if that's what you're doing. You know, the dot's an advantage in respect to it being a mechanical zero.
Right.
But, and the only difficulty I see people having with dot guns is the dot shows you every bit of movement in the gun.
Yeah, sure does.
So when you start using a dot gun, you have to intuitively figure out how to stabilize the pistol that much better than you would, because you're not going to see that kind of movement in iron sights.
Nope. Nope.
Anyway, that's all I got.
Well, I also have another conundrum that I have figured out for myself that we're going to talk about in the next segment, simply because I don't want to start it now. We've got...
I get it, man. I'll be here.
But what's the latest with the docs? Y'all good right now? What's going on?
I won't know anything until April 6th.
Well, my first thought would be that it must not be as very serious anyway. If they're like, well, we'll talk about it on April 6th.
Dude, who knows, man? I'm kind of at odds with my cardiologist.
I get it. I understand. I fully get that. I can feel that frustration. But, I mean, just based off what happened with you, I've been wearing like this Casio Mudder watch for the longest time.
Right.
I went out and bought an Apple Watch simply because the latest ones have a EKG built into it, to where if you start to AFib, it'll let you know. So,
wow.
Just based off what you've been going through, I just thought, well, okay. I have that history myself. I'll look into that. You can follow us.
Apple Watch?
Apple Watch.
Okay. All right, dig it. I'll check those out.
Roger that. Super Dave, he's from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration announces its approval for Pfizer and Moderna's request for a second COVID-19 booster shot for older Americans and Americans with compromised immune systems. Director of the FDA Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, Dr. Peter Marks, says fully vaccinated Americans who got the first booster shot are still safe.
The good news is that for most people who have been vaccinated and had one booster, your original booster shot is continuing to provide you with good protection from being hospitalized or dying.
Millions of people are bracing for another severe weather outbreak this week. One storm is expected to move across the country from California, causing widespread rain tonight. Tornadoes are possible in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. USA Radio News. Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth says the Ukrainian military is the big reason why Russian troops are reportedly moving away from the capital city of Kyiv. Duckworth adding there's still more that can be done to help Ukraine and allies, and that we need to continue to send military supplies.
This is really a story about the success of the Ukrainian military that have been heroic in their efforts. And, you know, it's one of these things where Russia is saying, well, we didn't want to take Kyiv anyway. No, you tried to take Kyiv and you could not, because of the fierceness of the Ukrainian forces pushing you back.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. Duckworth adds there are still some American companies dealing with Russia, and that needs to stop. Americans are still walking away from jobs. Labor Department figures show 4.4 million people voluntarily left their jobs in February, up slightly from the previous month. The government reporting 11.3 million job openings at the end of February. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave. Today I'm picking his brain. Today is Q&A for me, and everybody else gets to come along with it. And I believe I'm developing a bad habit, Dave. Although, listen, I haven't been to the range since probably September when I went this past weekend. So it's not like I have completely built this into my system, but it does concern me, and I'm going to take steps to correct this.
Okay, that's cool.
So what I'm describing is that...
Dude, you're talking 7 months?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, continue.
Yeah. So during that, when I went out this past weekend, and it has been the case a couple of other times, when I went out that particular week, or, you know, this past weekend, I was not shooting from a holster.
Okay.
I was not shooting from the draw. Well, see,
here's my concern, dude, right off the bat.
Sure.
This is the first time you've been shooting in 7 months?
Yeah.
And you're concerned about having developed a habit? The only habit I see is you're not shooting enough, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's probably true. But one thing that I see with you is I've never seen you shoot without your rig on.
Right. True.
That's
a baseline. You know what I mean?
Well, it's a baseline, but I mean, it develops a habit of that draw to where, with your draw, where in your draw do you actually start picking up the sight picture?
It depends on what type of firearm I'm using.
So if you're using your Glock G45.
I see what I need to see and make the gun go bang.
Right.
So... by appearance, if you're watching me, I'm now acquiring fire from the holster that when the gun goes bang is confirmation that I'm seeing what I need to see. You see what I mean?
Right.
I don't. And the reason for that is do a comparative study of like a Beretta M9 with a first round double action. See, when I clear the holster, I got to get on that DA press and start working that trigger through. But because of that fact, that gives me time to visually acquire my alignment through the presentation phase towards the target. You see what I mean?
Yes.
And receive, you know, the break of the shot they're at or about full presentation. Not a big deal. It's a timing issue. It's a visual and physical timing issue. And how familiar are you with the trigger mechanism? But see, dig this. You go to like a G45, you don't have the luxury of time, nor do you have, by mechanical design, a trigger that you can work in the same manner.
Right.
But dig it. If you go after that safe action trigger just as aggressively as you can mount, acquire, and fire, I want you to think about this. Basically, as I described this, my pistol's in the holster. But as I'm looking at the target and have already, you know, made the decision I'm within my rules of engagement, to fire and apply lethal force, then the individual becomes a target.
Right.
I instantly judge the distance, and I start doing the math on what it's going to take. Now, based on, you know, what I have access to or the size of the hit surface and the distance, I've already made the decision of what I need to see, you know, from experience to make good kill zone hits.
Right.
But it's the when I make it happen that's the important or the most important decision point is when do I execute? When do I take action?
Right.
If I'm going to engage and I've decided to engage, when am I going to do it? And then it simply becomes a matter of, I've already established a visual gun target line. You see what I mean?
I do.
So I'm going to get the sights on target where I want them, and I will see them in the manner in which I know I can get away with to do it in the least amount of time, to deliver the hits in the least amount of time.
Right.
And that's how it kind of goes. But now if you think about it, man, by observation, it's like, wow. You know, I've got a fairly aggressive and quick draw stroke, and basically what I'm doing is I'm snapping the sights on target, fully expecting to see them visually how I want to know I can command detonate the gun and hit the target. That's
well,
the whole trick.
I sort of expected that sort of an explanation, but I bet you if I was watching you,
right,
it would look like one move. Simply because you have trained that way enough to where you know when you're snatching that gun up and you're snapping the sights out front, as you begin to press, are you shooting as you begin to press, or you wait till you're fully extended before you pull that first trigger?
No, I'm not concerned. The only thing I'm concerned with is what I need to see when the gun goes bang.
Right.
Because I'm making that happen. My physical relationship is to the target, you know, what type of firearm am I using, which is going to determine how I need to hold it and control it and fire it and all that. There's there's a lot of variables, man. Caliber, make, specific make, model, all that. But dig this. What I'm trying to point out and bring out is when you shift from marksmanship or learning how to shoot and developing or acquiring skill, then how do you measure your ability to apply it? You see what I mean?
Yes.
So if you try to, in turn, apply what you know shooting-wise to a tactical shooting problem, you should immediately find out by the time you get to the point of solving tactical shooting problems, there's a few more decision points required, and the focus is not always on the mechanics of shooting in respect to breaking that problem down successfully. You see what I mean?
I do.
There's quite a few more variables. And that's just, you know, I want people to, you know, realize that and see that because, you know, the conclusion I've recently come to is, you know, they're two separate disciplines, and you've got to be organized well enough to, you know, train, practice and rehearse, you know, both disciplines in an overlapping manner where you benefit, you know, greatly with your
time. Hang on right there. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. Just been trying to pick his brain on a couple of things. I guess my biggest concern with that is since I'm not a teacher and I'm not out there, you know, it's for you. You can use as many guns as you like or as few as you like because that's the nature of what you do. With the nature of what I do, everybody's wanting me to try this and try that and try the other. So I just don't want to develop. I've had some bad habits before. I had to break those. And bad habits, once you develop bad habits, if you get your practice, like if I were to come to a class with you, right?
Yeah, but give me an example, dude, because... you shouldn't have any bad habits. I mean, for real. I mean, a bad habit of doing what? Are you unsafe?
No.
What are you talking about?
No. I just think sometimes my shooting could be a little more tight. And I think...
Okay, justify yourself a little more focused.
But, like, I have a tendency... when I was younger, I was into that whole kickboxing thing, and so, like, my hands are pretty much wrecked.
Right.
So I have a tendency to have certain things happen. Like, if I'm shooting and I'm going at any sort of speed, I have a tendency, and I corrected this by watching Steve Fisher. But I have a tendency for the thumb on my trigger hand to come off and actually stick out to the side. And, you know, that was when I was sort of laying thumbs on top of each other. Now, with Steve, what Steve does is he takes that thumb and he's actually clamped on top of his hand. And I just maintain that thought in my head to make contact with my thumb to the back of my hand. And that's how I keep that from happening. There's some other things... What do you think about the whole pulling the trigger, trigger reset, pulling the trigger? I mean, with Steve is very much conscious of that, and he prefers a fresh press, as he calls it.
In respect to working the trigger properly?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you can do that, that is absolute best-case scenario.
Yeah. Okay.
But
so when somebody tells, like,
fact of the matter is, go ahead.
Well, I mean, I when I'm filming the guns, sometimes I film them in slow motion, and I can maintain hits with coming off the trigger and doing a fresh press each time. But every time I do that, people are out there going, "You shouldn't be slapping the trigger." That's why they call me. They tell me I'm slapping the trigger, but I'm coming off of it, and I'm hitting.
By appearance, it may be so, but who cares? you obviously possess the ability to work the trigger properly at speed.
Right.
Because newsflash, dude, to maintain trigger finger contact during what I would consider true rapid firing with measurable hits in the quarter, shot to shot, quarter second realm of rapid firing, what's going to influence whether you maintain trigger finger contact or not is going to be the size and distance to the target.
Right.
Because you're only going to be as aggressive with that trigger as you can get away with maintaining good kill zone hits. You see what I mean?
I do.
So when you film, man, I've done it a million times. Film myself rapid firing. I'm not maintaining trigger finger contact at all. But I know what it is to work the trigger properly. I can work it as aggressively as I want. And the stability that my grip provides offsets any negative influence on the trigger.
Right. Well, that's good to know. I've been sitting over here anguishing over, I mean, because for me, right, now that I've made that adjustment with my thumb and everything, and I'm maintaining a positive grip, I'm not strangling it, but I'm maintaining a positive grip. I'm bearing down on it enough to where I'm keeping it on target. I'm not having to over-muscle it or anything. I'm shooting something about the size of a pie plate. I'm shooting it steel, and I'm shooting it about 15 yards, and I'm able to hit it in that little circle of the pie plate with each shot, even though I'm not, like, making a group the size of a big quarter.
You're hitting the plate.
Yeah. And see, to me, that's enough.
10-inch plate.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before, man, but the universal size kill zone.
Yeah.
Especially for a lot of hunting targets, is basically an 8-inch circle.
Right.
You know, the animals obviously vary, but pretty interesting.
Well, I mean, the reason I bring that up, though, is not so much about what I'm shooting at, it more about the trigger press part of it, because I'm just trying to refine.
No, let me help you out, man. Don't run that over. Because it's actually a very important part of it.
Right.
Your analysis of the size and distance to the target is your baseline math to what you're going to do with the gun to hit target.
Right.
Because if you're not doing what you need to be doing at the gun, how can you expect it to happen at the target?
Well, I can't.
Bam.
I can't. So, you know.
It's all just, about hitting the target, man. Go ahead.
I know. Well, no, all I was saying was that it for me, this is just one of the things that I like about Steve is that Steve can shoot just about any gun he wants to. But, I mean, I'm sure you probably can, too, even though you prefer to hang with one type of gun. And I'm sure that everybody else out there at the level that you guys operate on probably are in that same space. And all I'm trying to do is attain. And a lot of this is in my head. A lot of this is in my head. I need to stop listening to the YouTube commandos. And if I'm hitting the target, just hit the target and go, what you complaining about my success for?
I'm going to ask you a question, dude.
Sure.
How can you begin to evaluate what you're doing in order to hit the target if you're not hitting the target. So hitting the target comes first.
Right.
You've got to be able to hit the target consistently before you can do any kind of analytics on how you're doing it.
Well, one thing that did happen this past week with the stuff with the different grip angles and everything that I was working with, finding the sights right. Initially was an issue when I would present, and I would actually slow that down until I got the sight picture, and then I started knowing I was hitting the target because right. I was shooting steel. I was getting that feedback.
Kind
I knew
of
that
an
I was
intuitive
hitting.
Thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So
it's something you just got to intuitively figure out.
But, yeah, that's good. It's always nice to have a little corroboration going on.
Yeah,
I did just, before we run out of time, I did speak to the range guy that you and I talked about hooking up with. And, you know, so as soon as you get all of your stuff out of the way, we're going to be good to go.
Sounds great, man. Looking forward to it.
For those of you who have never partaken of Super Dave and the stuff he does, he is the host at Trigger Time TV. You can find him there. I think that's on the Pursuit channel. You can also find him on YouTube. He's under Super Dave Harrington. You can also find him on both Instagram and Facebook. On Instagram, SDave_Harrington YouTube, Facebook, Super Dave Harrington, and his personal page is Dave Harrington. So go check him out. And once again, young fella, it's very good to have you with me.
All right. Well, Mr. Bill, I always appreciate the opportunity, man. Thank you.
Roger that. Coming up next, it's going to be Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.